Welcome back to Wear It Right Podcast. My name is Shan. This is episode 6. Let's talk about these swatches right here. Plum purple with mustard yellow. It is giving... Yeah, I thought it through. It's giving fall, but sophisticated fall. With the plum, I think it takes a very blunt and confident and sure about themselves person to pull off plum and yellow together. But for a man, a plum top or a plum pair of pants or a plum suit, he knows what he's doing, okay? He's very comfortable within himself to pull that off. A deep purple is romantic and sensual, in my opinion, for a man and a woman. Mustard yellow is like saying, oh yeah, I'm in here. Look at me. Very subtle, but still yummy. Okay. It gives a very full fall feeling. Layered with the right neutrals. Gives a very clean, stylish look. Neutrals calm down the energy that a plum will give and that a mustard yellow will give. And with the right skin tone and the right accessories, it just sets it off, okay? So here are some combinations that you can do plum and yellow with. You can do a plum top, a plum bottom, yellow accessories, just to be comfortable with it. Or if you're comfortable with both colors, you could do a yellow cardigan that's mustard yellow or has a print of mustard yellow in it with a gray tank top, plum pants, and whatever shoes complement those colors. Next one is a mustard yellow top with a plum skirt. Very cute, very uplifting, very fallish. A cropped cardigan in either plum or yellow, or you could do that as a neutral. You can have a mustard yellow top, and you can have plum pants or plum shorts or a plum skirt, or even a deep, dark plum textured denim or corduroy or cargos. Okay, cargos have been very fun where you can find dressy cargos, you can find casual cargos, you can find cargos in satin, cargos in twill. It's been a very fun 2 years for cargos. Browse through, okay? Find the right fit for you. Some of the pockets work, some of them just look like they work and they don't work. They're just there for a look, okay? A plum sweater is very nice, very fall, winter-ish. Some yellow slacks, very daring. It is hard to find a good pair of yellow pants. So when you do, treat them good, treat them well. A yellow blouse and some plum pants or a skirt goes a long way. Even if you did like a plum dress and a yellow jacket, that will set it off just fine. Just like the colors in what you wear helps bring out things in your features and just, you know, brighten a room, brighten the office, brighten a setting, sets the mood. So does your accessories, okay? Don't be scared to add a scarf. Remember infinity scarves? People were just wearing them for no reason. Scarves help. A good bag helps, especially if you have like a bag that's the neutral and your fit. A nice cardigan that fits well helps. Crop jackets bring attention to your figure. A good belt will help. I think men look so good in deep purple plums, and I wish more men would be willing to try it. But most men, when they hear about you doing colors other than navy, black, or gray, they're not with it. You have to be a man that's sure of himself and willing to explore colors and hues to even be daring enough to be like, yes, let me get the deep purple suit. Okay. Wear the colors that vibe well and make you feel good always. But don't put yourself in this small box of what your color combinations could be. Mustard yellow just brings me a lot of joy, period. I just love yellow and different hues of yellow. But you can also use yellow that's like a mustard yellow. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. Clearly, you like what comes out of my throat, okay? But there's levels to this, okay? Whether you're listening to She Gets It Pod, Wear It Right with Shan, So What Page We On Be, Cozy Womb Podcast, The Creator Podcast, or Call Me When You Get Off Podcast, or I feel like I'm missing one, The Real Relationship Rapport, or an oldie, Loud Mouth Stereo with Greg, I appreciate you. You matter. Please subscribe. Please drop a review on any one of those podcasts on your favorite podcast app. I am available even on Amazon Music, okay? I appreciate you, all right? You can find me at Shanby Podden on most social media platforms. You can find me on shanbypodden.com, where it gives you all of the episode, all of the books, all of the access to the links and about me. And you can find me on Bonfire, Shanby Podden Spot, to buy your merch. There's graphics on there. There's hoodies on there. There's sweatshirts. There's bags. There's mugs. I got it all. All right? And I'm keeping y'all in mind because shipping is fucking high. But I appreciate y'all. Thank you so much for checking out my podcast. I do appreciate it. Please let me know what you think. And if you want to contact me at shankencreate@gmail.com. All right, let's get back to this episode. With grays, with browns, mocha browns, chocolate browns, teal, navy. You know, when I think about like a Ralph Lauren, he uses yellow with a lot of navies and denims because it pulls out a different vibe. It pulls out a different mood out of darker colors. And so don't be afraid to play with color. Don't be afraid to look at different windows in retail and see how they put colors together. Even if you have to take a picture of it, not that you want the outfit, but you want to work those colors into your wardrobe. So when you want to put certain colors together, you know what works. A lot of people do not utilize their phones, how they need to utilize their phones. I think now like going to malls is kind of like prop, because it's rare that you're going to go into a store and find your size these days. It's rare that what you really want out of the store is not sold out already. So use how people set window settings for style tips. Don't necessarily go into a store and say, I want everything that's on the mannequin. That's tacky. That's tacky. But anyway, have fun through fall. Play with color. Don't put yourself in a box and try it. Try grabbing that plum turtleneck. Try getting those light yellow pants. Try, you know, wearing that mustard yellow skirt with that cardigan in your closet that you never touch because you don't know what goes with it. There's so many things in our closets that we do not play with that are just waiting for us to put it on. Just put it on. Put it together. Mix it up and have fun. Do not box yourself in this corner of only wearing 2 to 3 colors in your closet. That's boring. Don't do it. Anywho, till next time, dress warm, look good, dress well. Do your best, play with color, and I'll be back with another one. Peace.